भगवते
भगवान धर्म गुरु
विभुः विषोडशमासस्य तत्रैवान्तस्ते हरिः अत्र देवस्वरदयापतिः विद्वान्तं संनिकर्षे हरेश्वरो विद्वेतज्ञात्मा भगवान् विभुः मिशनोवचनादस्य तत्रैवान्तर्थदे हरिः
Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The Lord was thus engaged in vanquishing the radiation of the Brahmastra. Just as the sun evaporates a drop of dew, he was observed by the child who thought about who he was. Translation of the 11th verse. While thus being observed by the child, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of everyone and the Protector of the Righteous, who stretches in all directions and who is unlimited by time and space, disappears at once. Child Parikshit was not observing a living being who is limited by time and space. There is a gulf of difference between the Lord and the living individual, living being. The Lord is mentioned here as a supreme living being, unlimited by time and space. Every living being is limited by time and space. Even though a living being is qualitatively one with the Lord, quantitatively there is a great difference in a super soul and the common individual soul. In the Bhagavad Gita, both the living being and the supreme being have been said to be all-pervasive. Yet there is a difference between the two kinds of all-pervasiveness. A common living being or soul can be all-pervasive with its own limited body, but the supreme living being is all-pervasive in all space and all time. A common living being cannot extend its influence over other common living beings by its all-pervasiveness. But the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead, is unlimitedly able to exert His influence over all places and all time and all the living beings. And because He is all-pervasive, unlimited by time and space, He can appear within the womb of the mother, the child Parikshit. He is mentioned herein as the protector of righteous. Anyone who is surrendered soul unto the Supreme Lord is righteous. And he is specifically protected by the Lord in all circumstances. The Lord is indirect protector of unrighteous also, for he ratifies their sins through his external potency. The Lord is mentioned herein as one who is dressed in 10 directions. This means dressed with garments on 10 sides, up and down. He is present everywhere and can appear and disappear at his will from everywhere and anywhere. His disappearance in the sight of the child, Parikshit, does not mean that he appears on the spot from another place. And he was present there, and even after the disappearance he was there, although invisible to the eyes of the child. This material covering of the effulgent firmament is also something like the womb of the mother nature. And we are also put into the womb of the Lord, whom by the Lord, the father of all the beings. He is present everywhere, even in the material womb of Mother Durga. And those who are deserving can see the Lord. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Sekshurun Militamye Tasmai Shri Guravena Shri Chaitanya Manobishyam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayinam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuga Padakamalam Shri Guru Maishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sabrajatam Sahagana Rupanakamitam Tam జీవం సద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా విష్ణుపాదాంతరంగ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేషు గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తత్ర కాంచన గౌరంగిరా హే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానస్తుతే ప్రణమామి వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచారి గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హ్యాపీ టు బి బ్యాక్ హియర్ బట్ టు స్పీక్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ నైస్ ఆడియన్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ సో వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ ద బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఎంపరర్ పరీక్షిత్ దట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ టుడే వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ 10th అండ్ 11th వర్డ్స్ యూ షుడ్ నో నౌ Krishna, last chapter we discussed how Krishna has entered Dwarka and the previous two previous chapters he is leaving Mathura, he is leaving Hastinapura. You know, while Krishna was leaving Hastinapura, he sat on a chariot. When he sat on the chariot, the first thing what happened was Uttara started running towards him. She started saying, Pai Bhai Maha Yogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Nanyat Vahyam Pashye Tatra Mukhyu Parasparam. So this world, it is full of duality. Parasparam means so called translated as duality. So there, Mrityu is just very near. And now it has come on to me. This death has come on to me. So, nānyat abhayam paśye. I don't see anybody else other than you who can protect me. So you are pāhi pāhi. My dear Lord Krishna, please protect me, please protect me. Deva Deva, you are the Lord of all the Lords. And you are Mahayogini. You are a great yogi. So please protect me. And the next verse says that I am not bothered about my own body being destroyed by the Brahmastra. There is a big trouble. I am not worried about my body, my own existence. But I am worried about the womb. There is a child growing in my womb. So it's a great lesson to all the women these days. Who for their bodily satisfaction, they are willing to kill the baby in the womb. But Uttara was not like that. She wanted to protect the child in the womb, but she was not bothered about her own body. So then there is a short description for this verse, where Uttara Goswami explains that how Krishna, with his Sudarshan, he went and then destroyed the ill effects of the Brahmastra. In the two verses it explains. Now, continuing from the same point, here there is an inquiry by the sages of Naimisharanya. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami, now you just told that Sukadeva Goswami is telling the story to Parikshit Maharaj, speaking Bhagavata to Parikshit Maharaj. Now you told about Sukadeva Goswami before, this whole story, how Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami was born, and what he did, how he ran away, all these things are described. But what about Parikshit? We want to know about him. So you told about something about him, but that is not enough. We want to hear more about Parikshit. So hear more about the devotee through whom we are able to hear Bhagavatam. Because the Parikshit mercy only we are able to hear Bhagavatam. So you want to hear about him. So Krishna, this Bhagavatam is nothing but the glory of the Lord. And the glories of the Lord cannot be separate from the glories of the devotee. Actually seeing the Lord separate from the devotee and the devotee separate from the Lord, and seeing the Lord and the devotees independent of each other, these three are actually Mayavad. Saying that, okay, I see only devotees, only Guru, no God. This is Mayavad. Oh, only God, no Guru. This is also Mayavad. Oh, though Guru is there and God is there, two different people. So this is actually Mayavad concept. So Bhagavad Siddhanta is always based on how there is an intimate and a sweet relationship between the Lord and his devotees. So especially with the Parikshit, The intimate and the sweet relationship which the Lord has with Parikshit, that has been nicely glorified here. We have seen the Lord has protected many people, but this Parikshit, protection of Parikshit is very special because he entered the womb. It is considered the womb is a very dirty place, most dirty place. The baby is there, actually the whole mucus pile and all this urine pool, everything is there. That's a dirty place. So it is said that the Lord entered the most dirty place in the world, that is the womb, to protect his devotees. That is why we find in the previous verse it is said that Angushtamatram Amalam. This word Amalam is specifically used to show that though the Lord has entered Mala, he has entered the stool. It's actually bag of stool and urine. There the baby is there for 9-10 months. So during that time, during the time of pregnancy, the whole situation of the womb is very horrible. And there the Lord has entered. And the use of the word Amalam in the 8th word specifically shows that even though Krishna entered a dirty place, he is not contaminated by it. So actually the whole of the 8th, 9th and 10th and 11th verse, the philosophical point which has been nicely elaborated by Srila Prabhupada and all the other previous acharyas also is that it is not that the Lord entered the womb of Uttara, but Lord was always there because he is all pervasive. He is there in every atom as a super soul. Andantarastha paramanu cheyantarastham. That is why in the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada quotes this word from the Brahma Samhita. How the Lord enters each and every atom. He's actually already entered. Not that for Parikshit sake he's entering. He's already there. So now what is he doing? He's just manifesting himself. So that is why if the Lord has entered each and every atom, and being the Lord, being spiritual, so how can there be anything material? That is the whole purport of the previous verse. So here now the Lord is there even in the womb. There's a nice wonderful incident which is very interesting to know for devotees of Krishna. Huh? Must have heard about Ravana Haridas, Prabhupada's disciple. He was born into a Muslim family. Then in his childhood he was very brilliant and a very naughty child also. they have this morning Quran classes. Every Muslim child has to go there. So in the morning Quran class, there was a the Muslim saint who was teaching the class. He told that God is everywhere. And this child was very intelligent and very brilliant. I had a question. Well, if God is everywhere, is he in stool also? That was the question. And this Muslim saint called, and how dare you say, how can the Lord be there in the stool? Then you only told the Lord is everywhere. So he should be in a stool also. Is he there or not? Then he got very angry and furious, so get out of the class. But this question was there in the mind. It was going on and on and on. If the Lord is everywhere, he should be in school also. Is he there or not? And the time went by and he had to go to France to do his advanced studies. He did his PhD. And because of bad association, he gave up his Muslim religion and he became a drunkard, drug addict, and such a horrible thing happened. One day he was completely drunk and he was addicted to so much of drugs that his friends put him in some godown. He was just lying, he was not knowing what was the time. And when he lost his intoxication, like he came to consciousness, he opened his eyes and as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw there was a bulb hanging, and below the bulb there was a book, and on that it was written, Lord is everywhere, God is everywhere. He is in stool also, but not contaminated by it. And all the intoxication, whatever he had, is lost. He immediately got that book and he saw, what is this? Where is this book published from? He got some address nearby, he went. And then knocked the door. It was early in the morning, around 3 o'clock or so. People told, no, we are not going to open the door. Then they asked, who are you? He told the Muslim name. And told, oh, in France people are very much afraid of Muslims. And told, we cannot allow you inside. So somehow or other he jumped, went behind, and then went and dropped himself in the toilet. There people were banging the door, open the toilet door. How long you been here? And he told, until unless you promise me that you are going to teach me what is your philosophy, I am not going to open the door. And he told, okay, okay, open the door. So they opened the door. And then they made him take bath and then took him to the Mangalarti, it was in his sun center. And the book was BTG. So I was just reading this verse. Oh. So Angushtamasram, the Vedas describe how the super soul is Angushtamasram. He is actually the size of the thumb. It is said that the shape of the super soul is like Shikai Voshatu. It is like a shape of Shikha. Shikha, we say this, actually the flame is actually called Shikha. The shape of the flame, that is the shape of the Paramatma. And you see the flame is like somewhat like a thumb. That is the height. And it's I really forgot that Vedic Satyana Ravastitaha, something is there. It is from your navel, you take this much part to here, and from your throat, this much side. That Vedas say that the super soul is hiding like this in your heart, in the side of the thumb. Now, Guhat Puruta Molinim, though he was so much in such a horrible condition, but the Lord is completely uncontaminated, so much so that his helmet, what he was wearing, it was shining, and Parikshit could see this. He was seeing the form of the super soul there. And what is happening? Apiva darshanam shyamam. And he was blue in color, and tadit vasanam achyutam. So he is achyuta because in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is addressed as Achyuta because he never fails in his activities. Specifically, he never fails in one particular activity of protecting his devotees. Because here, the whole point is how the Lord protects his devotees. That is being described here, that is the Achyuta word is being used here. Krishna is described as Achyuta because he never falls down from his position. What is the position which the Lord always has? That he is the protector of his devotees. Bhagavan Sapratam Pati. So he may give up his position of being Satyavrata. Krishna has been glorified as soon as he is born. Satyavratam, Satyadharmam, and all the demigods glorify him. So though the demigods are glorifying Krishna as Satyam, 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 and all the things, Satyavrata, Satyadharmam, but still he may give up that Satya, that truth. He may give up all his positions. But he will not give up one position. He may even give up his position as God, as absolute truth. That will never happen. He may even give it up, but he will not give up one position, that is, when it comes to the protection of devotees, he will never give up that position. So that is why he is addressed as Achyuta. And then it goes on, Srimad Dirga Chatur Bahum. So now when he appeared, Parikshit could see he had four hands. So these four hands were dirga, very, very long. Any Mahapurusha Lakshana is one of the Mahapurusha Lakshanas is the hands go down the knees. Ajana Lumbita Bhuja Kanaka Avadasa. So the hands are down. He had four hands. And these four hands actually represent, one of the Acharya's comments, these four hands represent the Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. So now they say these four hands, Parikshit was seeing these four hands which could benedict people with Dharma Artha and Kama Moksha. But what is the use of all these four, Dharma Artha, Kama Moksha, when the Parikshit himself is actually having the darshan of the Lord? So there, this shows that how Parikshit is not interested in Dharma Artha, Kama Moksha, though the Lord is willing to give. Tapta Kanchala Kundalam. And it shows that Tapta Kanchala Kundalam. So he has 2 ears and the two kundalas are there. And one of the acharyas described that these two kundalas refer to Jnana and Yoga, Sankhya and Yoga. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sankhya Yoga Pratak Bala. So how the Lord with his kundala, these two kundalas represent the knowledge and the yoga, devotional service, both the things. And then now he has got a Gada Panim. So he has got Gada in his hand. Now in this present world we find that how the club was rotating like a wheel around Parikshit within the womb. And now why this Gada was rotating? This Gada represents the spiritual energy of the Lord. And the spiritual energy is a thing actually which protects the devotees, because the Lord does every activity through His energy. One of the acharyas comment that Jada is actually energy, is present with energy of the Lord, and Parasya Shakti Vidhaya Shruvete, how the Lord, even though He is there in such a situation of a womb and doing all these things, but personally He is actually doing every activity through His energy. And in this way, the Lord appeared in front of Parikshit, and Parikshit was looking at this form with such a beauty, and he has got that nice, wonderful garment, blue colored with gada. And also, what was happening? His eyes was red. That was the thing which was described in the previous day. Why the eyes of the Lord was red? Because naturally, you should see that the Lord is also a person. And now, the devotee is in trouble because Ashwatthama has sent a Brahmastra and is very angry now. So in anger, what happens? Your eyes not automatically become red. So he could not tolerate that Parikshit is in danger because of Ashwatthama's weapon, and he became very angry on Ashwatthama. And that anger was shown to the eyes. He said, first the anger comes into the eyes, and from there it comes to the words, from there it comes to action. So the Lord showed anger in his eyes. So after this, now today's 10th word, it talks about Astra Teja Swagadaya. So Astra Teja Swagadaya, what did he do? The Lord was thus engaged in vanquishing the radiation of Brahmastra by his club. So how did he destroy the radiation of the Brahmastra? That is described as Niharam Iva Gopatihi. Niharam Iva Gopatihi. He destroyed. Nihara means he destroyed. How did he destroy? Like Gopati. Gopati, one of the names of the sun is Gopati. Because he, Patai means the direction. Go means senses. The sun gives the direction for the senses. Because until and unless the sun is there, your specifically the sense of eyesight cannot function. So that is why Gopati. That means even if you want to walk, you should have light. So light is given with the sun. So one of the names of the sun is Gopati. What does the sun do? Niharam Iva Gopati. Niharam. So Niharam means like the dew. Sometimes in the morning we have this dew which falls in the leaves. As soon as the sun rises, and after some time you go, you don't find there is dew at all. There is not even a trace of it. So the acharyas comment that how the sun doesn't even leave the trace of a dew, in the same way Lord Krishna, he entered the womb of Uttara and destroyed the effect of Brahmastra. He burned the effect of Brahmastra. Brahmastra was like, it is having the effulgence of 1,000 suns. But the Lord, Dada, his mate, was so much more effulgent that it could completely burn the effect of Brahmastra to such an extent, not even a trace. Acharya's comments are saying that not even ash was left. When you burn something, some ashes are left over. But the Lord was so furious on Ashwatthama, and he was so much loving Parikshit. How much loving he was, that is described by the word Sannikarshe. So here the word Sannikarshe means Parikshit saw this form from very near. He was so close. He was so close. Why he was so close? Because the Lord was so much affectionate to Parikshit. Why he was affectionate to Parikshit Maharaj? So this question is raised in further cantos of Bhagavatam, that is further chapters in Bhagavad Gita. So the Lord was so affectionate to Parikshit. What was the qualification of Parikshit? Parikshit, had he done some devotional service before? Nowhere it has been described. The only qualification is that he was born in the devotee's family. Just because Parikshit was born in a devotee's family, just because of that reason, Krishna became very dear to Parikshit. He is Pandava's grandson, and Pandavas are so dear to me, so Pandava's grandson is also very dear to me. So in this way, Krishna became specifically and unconditionally, and there is no reason. You can say, you know, Arjuna did this, Yudhishthira did this, Kunti Maharani prayed, all these things you can say. Oh, because of this, the Lord was very affectionate to this person. Oh, he, devotee is so great, this person surrendered. Now what a child in the womb knows, it just doesn't know anything. In spite of that situation, such a helpless condition, and he was not even doing any devotional service. You've not heard that Parikshit Maharaj has done some 16 rounds of chanting, or you never heard that he did some great glorifying prayers. No. The only reason which Sannikar say, the Lord came so near to him because Parikshit was somehow related to his devotee. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sarvabhattachari, now you have realized, I appreciate you a lot. You got the mercy of Lord Krishna. You are so wonderful and great. And now, I appreciate your devotional service. You have become a perfect devotee. Why? Because when Sarvabhattachari, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhattachari that it is by Krishna's mercy that you got delivered from this Maya philosophy, then Sarvabhattachari says, it is actually not Krishna's mercy. And I got Krishna's mercy and your mercy just because I am related to Gopinath Acharya, who is your devotee. So when Sarvabhattachari understood that he was delivered because he was somehow related to Gopinath Acharya, who was a great devotee of Chaitanya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, wonderful, great. So in this way, understanding that somehow or other, if we are related to a devotee, the Lord becomes so close to us. That is what is being explained either in the word sannikarshe. Vidamantam sannikarshe. Vidamantam sannikarshe. Parikshit kaha iti aso. Now why Parikshit Maharaj is called Parikshit is being described here. Because Parikshit was seeing, examining, oh, who is he? Who is the person who came near to? He was not knowing who that person was, that Krishna himself came, he is a super soul. He did not have even the knowledge. That is why Acharya explained that Parikshit was actually not having knowledge. But it is just because of somehow or other he was related to the Pandavas, Krishna showed special mercy. Now, what is the proof that he did not have the knowledge? The proof was, when Sukadeva Goswami was completely knowledge by birth, that is why as soon as Sukadeva Goswami was born, he was completely in knowledge of Brahmagya and he understood the whole world is full of Maya, so I have to run away from this place. But Parikshit did not do that. As soon as Parikshit was born, in spite of the Lord, he protecting the Parikshit, he was born and he again became the king. And he just told all these things. Of course, Acharya gave another reason that Krishna, though he could have given knowledge to Parikshit, that you have to renounce this world, there is nothing kept in this, ruling this kingdom and all. But still, he is Hari. Like if you see the 11th word, the last word is Hari. Now, Hari means one who destroys the miseries of his devotees. One who steals the miseries of his devotees. Now, here Krishna specifically is Hari because he has destroyed the misery of Parikshit. But not only that, by not giving the renunciation to Parikshit, he is actually destroying the miseries or stealing the miseries of Pandavas, because as soon as Parikshit would have gone and he would have run away to the forest, what would the Pandavas, they would have extreme suffering for them. So he did not want the Pandavas to experience the suffering. That is why Krishna, he made Parikshit as soon as he gone, okay, now take care of the kingdom. So that is what it is. Now going further, we have, he was named Parikshit because he was looking at them. Each and everyone, oh, are you Parikshit? Are you? Even after Parikshit was born, he was just looking at everybody saying, oh, are you Parikshit? Are you the person who saved me? Are you the person who saved me? Just because of this, he was named Parikshit. Pariksha means examination. Because he was looking at each and every person as a mood to examine. That is why he was named Parikshit. It is said that Paryekshataha kaha iti aso. Kaha means who? Iti aso. Whose body is this? Who are you? In this way he was examining. Now coming to the 11th word, we have viduha tad ameyasam. Now, this word is specifically talking about how, these two verses are specifically talking about how Krishna destroyed the effect of Brahmastra, and after destroying the effect of Brahmastra, what did Krishna do? That is what is being spoken here. says vidhuya vidhuya tad amayatma. What happened after having completely washed out, completely washed off, tad amayatma, the all pervading super soul. Now Krishna has been described as amayatma. So this word amayatma shows that if he is all pervading, he is there in every atom of the universe. Ameya, meya means to measure, ameya means immeasurable. And aprameyasya, you cannot measure the size of the super soul. Now, commenting on this word aprameya or ameyatma, Srila Prabhupada talks about the Achintya Vedavit Tattva of the Gaudi Vaishnava philosophy, saying that both the Lord and the living entity are having qualitative sameness and qualitative difference. So the soul as well as the super soul, both are described in the Bhagavad Gita as all pervading. So the soul has been described in the Bhagavad Gita as yena sarvavidam tatam. Specifically, that is relating to the effect of the soul, that is the consciousness, which is pervading throughout the body. So there, yena sarvamidam tatam, that specifically talks about how the soul is present in the region of the heart, and the soul is emitting a light called consciousness, and that is pervading throughout the body through the blood. But this universal consciousness, the super soul, his consciousness is pervading each and every atom and each and every part of it. So like Prabhupada gives example, if somebody else is in pain, I cannot experience the pain. Whereas the super soul can know whatever is happening in everybody's body, whatever somebody is thinking, everything is known by the super soul. So there is a difference between the consciousness of the super soul and consciousness of the soul. So now in the Bhagavad Gita, in the describing of the soul, there is sarvagata sthanu rachaloyam sanatanaha. So again the soul has been described as sarvagataha. Sarvagata means one who is all pervading, one who is everywhere. Soul is everywhere. So Srila Prabhupada says that the soul is everywhere. It means that every part of this universe, there are millions and millions of individual souls. So that is the meaning of sarvagataha. And Srila Vishnachari Thakur explains the word saying sarvagata as the sarvayonishi jayate. Means he enters, the soul passes through all the 84 lakh species. So there is a lot of scope in the second chapter, those verses talking about the soul. There is a lot of scope of interpreting and coming to the conclusion of Mayava. There is a lot of scope. So that is why those who are like interested in understanding the Vaishnava philosophy very nicely, the purports of Srila Prabhupada as well as the Acharyas have to be read for those verses. Otherwise, it is very easy if you talk to a Mayavadi who knows actually some real good Mayavadi philosophy. It's not a Mayavadi philosophy is not good, but but the point is he knows something really substantially. So if you start talking to him, he may prove with the same shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita, saying that how the soul and the super soul are the same, how the soul merges into the super soul. And this they may prove it also. They can prove it. A lot of technical details they give how to do this. So Prabhupada is just giving a hint that how we should be equipped with the philosophy, enough philosophy so that we can we can destroy the Maya philosophy. Ameyatma Bhagavan Dharma Gup Vibhu. Now here Krishna has been addressed as Bhagavan. Now why is he addressed as Bhagavan here? Because now there may be a question that what happened just now was Krishna gave darshan to Parikshit. Now Parikshit was looking at Krishna, he was so close, but all of a sudden Krishna vanished. Now why Krishna got vanished? And if Krishna got vanished, why could not Parikshit hold Krishna there and still look at him if he was so beautiful? Now why was he so? So there Acharya explained that Krishna is Bhagavan. If Krishna is Bhagavan, and what is the nature of Bhagavan is completely independent. Any time he can come and give you darshan, any time he can go. According to his sweet will, he does all his activities. So this is a very great lesson for all the devotees, that sometimes when we have the darshan of the Lord, you feel that Krishna is there, you just go and hug him. Sometimes you are sitting and thinking, you know, what is this? So, it is the Krishna's sweet will. According to his sweet will and complete independence, because his Swaraj, he gives you darshan, he may remove his darshan. He may give ecstasy in devotional service, he may give you all miseries in devotion. He is completely independent Krishna. Actually, understanding Krishna as Swaraj is called surrender. Surrender means what? You do anything. What is that word? Adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yathavatava vidhatulampato. Adarshanan marmahatam. Whether you give darshan, you come and hug me or you do anything to me, but matpranatha sutta eva na paraha. You are my pranatha. So this independent nature of Krishna, of Bhagavan, has been described here. Parikshit has caught hold of him. He is completely independent of time and space. He can manifest and he can unmanifest. Actually, it's Prabhupada writes in the purport here, says his disappearance from the sight of the Chait Parikshit does not mean that he appeared on the spot from some other place. No, he did not appear from some other place. He was there. He is everywhere. So he just manifested and manifested. So in other words, to put it more nicely, he actually gave vision to Parikshit to see him. And now, after some time, he took away the vision so that Parikshit could not see him. That is a simple thing. Like Prabhupada says in the purport, in the same way, our conditioned eyes are covered by the womb of material nature. Like Kunti Maharani says, Maya javanika chandam madhya rokshadamavyayam nalakshate mudatrisha nato natyadaruvitha. So there is a curtain. What is that curtain? The curtain is that of the Maya javanika. That Maya. So Prabhupada quotes that thing. He says that even we are all put in the womb of the Lord, the Father of all living beings. So we are all put in the womb of the material nature. Like you know, the lust has been compared to three aspects. What is that word? Agnir. Dumena avrate agnir. So there is smoke covering the fire, and next is the tusk covering the mirror, and the other one is the womb covering. So when somebody becomes completely conditioned, like a child in the womb, just cannot see what's happening outside. Such a terrible situation. In the same way, the conditioned soul is, the eyes are completely covered by this Maya Javanika. So now only by the mercy of the Lord, these eyes can be opened. And the mercy of the Lord is actually given to the devotees. That is why we pray this, Om Agnyat Vyan Dasya. The devotee is actually the guru. He opens the eyes. He opens the curtain so that we can see the Lord. So the Lord personally, he gave vision to Parikshit so that he could be seen, and now he removed the vision so that he could not see. So it says that Bhagavan, because he is completely independent, Parikshit, he could not catch him, because the Lord is completely independent, he is beyond time and space, he is not a material object so that he could be caught hold, oh, I want to see you, just stay here in front of me. So this is the meaning of word Bhagavan. And now, Dharma Guk Vibhu. Now what is the purpose for which he has come? Okay, now Parikshit has to be saved. But when the Lord comes and does any activities, there are many reasons which are fulfilled. One of the reasons is to protect the devotees. That has been done. But just by doing one activity of protecting Parikshit, what is he doing? He is protecting Dharma. Because now Krishna knew that this Parikshit, because he is born in the Pandava family, as soon as he is being born, now what is he going to do? He is going to protect Dharma. Like in Pandavatam, the bull was there, and now somebody was trying to kill the bull, trying to break the leg, and Parikshit immediately went, he was Kali. So now he knew that Krishna knew that this Parikshit, he is going to protect Dharma. And not only the protect dharma in the form of the bull and in Trayavaya Kali, but the real dharma for this age is Bhagavatam. And it is because of Parikshit, this Bhagavatam came to this world. That is why, that word, with the sages of Naimisharanya asked Sutta Goswami, that Kalimahagatam Abhyaya, Kheteshvin Vaishnavayam, the verse which says that what is the point? Dharma kam sharanam gataha. The last verse of the first chapter of Bhagavatam. The last question is asked. Now Krishna has left his abode. Now, what is going to happen to the age of Kali? Now, who is going to show the dharma, path of dharma in the age of Kali? There was a question, one of the questions was raised to Naimisharanya. So now that question is answered, saying that Krishna is Ramatrate, Dharma Jnana Vishaha, Kalo Nashta Dushamesha, Purana Atmi. So this dharma, in the age of Kali, the only dharma is Srimad Bhagavatam. And who brought the Srimad Bhagavatam? It is Parikshit Maharaj. So it is said that Dharma Gubhibhu, the Lord is the protector of dharma, but he protects dharma through his devotees. So to protect dharma, the Lord has to protect devotees, because the devotees are the instruments of the Lord in protecting dharma. So that is why Krishna is being described as Dharma Gubhibhu, because by protecting Parikshit, he is actually protecting dharma. One dharma is trying to drive away the Kali Yuga, effect of Kali. And ultimately the Bhagavatam, which is like the sun, was God because of Parikshit Maharaj. Dharma Gubhibhu. Nisato dharma dashamanasya. So Nishato means Prabhupada says while Parikshit was observing this Lord, what happened? Dashamasasya. Now here this Dashamasasya has been interpreted by Prabhupada as one who is dressed by all the directions. Dasha Ama Asasya means, Dasha means 10, Ama means the whole direction. Who is Asa means who is wearing the 10 directions as the dress. So but the direct meaning which is there, it says Dashamasasya. Parikshit saw the Lord for 10 months. Dasha Masa. Masa means month, Dasha means 10. So Mishato means to see. No. So Parikshit saw the Lord for 10 months. After seeing the Lord for 10 months, Tatraivantar Dade Harihi. Tatra. As soon as he saw, for 10 months he saw, and then Antargade. He unmanifests himself. Adade Harihi. So there is nothing, like difference. If you take the Dasama Asasya as 10 months, or if you take the word Dasama Asasya, the Lord wearing the 10 directions, like 10 directions are northeast, southwest, south, southeast, southwest, something like that. So there are 8 plus above and below, top and bottom. So these 10 directions the Lord is wearing, just imagine, wearing the directions itself as dress, that means the Lord is naked. to show that how the Lord is upper maya, you cannot measure, immeasurable. Wherever you go, there is east. You cannot go and catch, okay, I have caught east. No. Where is east? This is east. You say it is east, but the point is you go and then where is it east? The wherever you go, the east is as far as you go. As far as it goes. So in the same way, the Lord's body is also like that. The more you go, the further he is away from you. But if you are devotee like Parikshit, then Sannikarshe, then he comes very near to you. That is why the Ishopanishad says, Taddure Tadvantike. He is very far, but at the same time, Tadvantike. He becomes so near and so close. Actually, Prabhupada says that the Lord shows himself very closely for deserving devotees. So actually the study of Bhagavatam and the whole devotion service is just to see the Lord very closely. So that we can see the Lord very closely. And to become, we get the qualification to see the Lord very closely. So even the thing of the Lord going away from our vision, even that is also a kind of spiritual ecstasy which the devotees get because of the viraha. And Dashamamsya, Tatrev Antar Gade Harihi. So the Lord is Hari, because now he relieved the pain of the devotees. Sarva Amangala Hare Harihi. Because he removes all the Amangala, inauspicious thing. Now the inauspicious thing was the Dhammastra that was delivered, and also by indirectly making Parikshit forget the need of renunciation, he also delivered the Pandavas' misery. They were preparing to go with Krishna. Now if Parikshit is also not there, they have to take care of the kingdom. And just imagine, Pandavas, they were so affectionate to Parikshit, grandson. So they did not want the grandson to run away like Sukadeva Goswami ran away. So in this way, the Lord is called Hari. So that is what is can be discussed in this way. Hare Krishna. So, any questions or comments?
I have one doubt. It's like they told him, soul is given one place within the heart, and past is whole body is
coming.
Similarly, similarly, Krishna also given one place, and past is even everywhere. But what is the need to come in as a super soul in every way to the heart?
Because
he couldn't control, he can't.
Suppose in a room there are five devotees. Now, how many souls are there and how many secret souls are there? No, no, just saying. Forget about the other thing. No, don't think. Just like mathematics. Yes, it is five souls and one super soul. So, take the same logic. It is one super soul in everybody's body. It is not that, there is super soul here. It's actually one super soul in everybody's body. Like, Surya Vat Bahudiyate, like the Vishnu Puran says, that Eka Desh Pitasya Agner Vistarani Sarvatoyaha Aishwarya Gurukamekamcha Surya Vat Bahudiyate. Like the sun is at one place, but wherever you go, it is the same sun which you are looking. So wherever, whichever, whosoever heart you see, it is the same super soul. Whosoever heart you see, it is the same super soul which is there in everybody's heart. Okay, now to give a grosser example, Say for example, you keep 100 pots, and each and every pot of water is filled, you see there is a reflection of sun. So does that mean the sun are many, there are many suns? No, the suns are not many. There is one sun reflected in many parts. That is why in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhakti vachasitam bhuta dhrinna cha tatyeham rashishnu pravavishnu cha. Krishna says, avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhakti vachasitam. He is avibhaktam. He is not divided. Though vibhakti vachasitam, though he seems to be vibhakti, though he seems to be divided. That is the word which answers your question. So what is the necessity? It is actually one soul in everybody's body. Now why we have this question? Because we see that the soul is a super soul is having some material vision for a spiritual object. So we see, okay, now that one soul is there, now divided in there. So Krishna is beyond time and space. The super soul is beyond time and space. So he can be one person in everybody's heart at the same time. Because in this world everything falls down. Electricity flows from high voltage to low voltage, from high to low, everything falls down. So our consciousness also, it also falls down. Gradually sattva becomes rajas, rajas becomes tamas, tamas becomes more tamas. That is the nature of this world. So by performance of devotional service, what happens is we uplift our consciousness gradually. We are lifting our consciousness. Now it falls down not because of Krishna, it's because of our endeavor, our sincerity and our tivrata is not there. Tivrena bhakti yogena, that is not there. But in spite of all these things, even if it's falling down, Krishna being Krishna. Krishna is always giving opportunity. So what anybody can do to you for your progress in devotional service is only to give an opportunity. Even association devotees, oh, I have a nice association of devotees, but you should take advantage of it. Isn't it? So, Krishna, even though sakrit sevaya nitya phalam, even a little bit service, even though somebody has come just to the temple, even for him, Krishna gives opportunities again and again. So, a devotee means one who sees every incident which happens in our life as an opportunity for progressing in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna, he arranges the life of a devotee in such a way that every incident which happens is just another lesson, is just another opportunity for progressing in Krishna consciousness. If this becomes the formula of our life, I'm telling it will be very wonderful. Otherwise, we'll be looking for opportunities. Everything which happens is an opportunity. Where will I find a nice devotee? What about the person next, sitting next to you standing Hare Krishna? Where will I find a pure devotee? You are searching. But the point is, somebody is standing Hare Krishna and he's saying, Prabhuji, Bhagavatam class time is there, something like that. What is he doing? He's giving an opportunity for his devotional service. And one is sitting in the room, like one devotee is not able to happen. He was sitting in the ashram, Bhagavatam classes begin. So, I went in and told him, see, the class time has already started. He was telling me, see, I'm thinking, where will I find a pure devotee? I'm seeing an opportunity for a good association. I said, see, the whole setup is there in ISKCON, Shri Prabhupada setup, where every activity is monitored. And every time somebody reminds you, okay, this is the time for Bhagavatam class, this is the time for Japa, somebody wakes you up. Are these not the opportunity which Krishna gives? So everything has to be taken in this mode. That's why. Yeah.
That
happened later. So just imagine, this is the Sukruti. Just because Parikshit was born in the family, in the dynasty, related to the Pandavas, Vishnu Ratham. Actually, this whole incident is the reason. Actually, Parikshit Maharaj in the 10th canto gives 4 reasons why I want to hear specifically about Krishna. The first reason is that very famous word, Nivrutti Parshay Rupagiyamana. And then the second reason which he gives is, oh, now I want to hear specifically about Krishna because he protected mine. And not only that, and then he gives the reason that you are my protector. Parikshit Maharaj first doesn't say, you are Krishna protecting me, so I want to hear about him. No. Because Krishna protected, is the real protector of my grandfather. Pitamahame parane smaranjare, Pitamahame, you have protected them. And Kaurava Sainya Sagaram, the Kaurava Sainya, they could cross over in spite of great Timingulas like Bhishma were there. How could they do it? Just because of you, they could do it. So now, and now after protecting my grandfathers, you became my protector because they were my grandfathers. So, we should not understand that Parikshit Maharaj did not have the knowledge. This is not the, though it is said as a sentence, the mood is Krishna made Parikshit not to have that kind of knowledge so that he can be called Hari. Because he is Hari. Suppose just imagine Parikshit Maharaj would come and then do the same thing as Sukadeva Goswami did. He ran into the forest naked. Then no Bhagavatam would be there. Dharma would have been not protected. And moreover, the Pandavas, they have to go back home along with Krishna. And that, how could it happen? So all these things are to be understood. Not just, okay, wherever, suppose certain, some places there is some description of a devotee saying that, in Bhagavatam saying that, okay, he is not so qualified. That doesn't mean he was not so qualified like I am unqualified. Okay, Parikshit Maharaj, you don't have knowledge. It's not like I not having knowledge or somebody, some devotee, conditioned soul has not having knowledge. It's not to be understood like that. So suppose, for example, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says somebody, oh, you are a fool. Does that mean he is a fool? Just man, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So Prabhupada tells to one of his disciples, saying that you are useless. Huh? And now, is he useless? Say for example, the example is given that of the sun is telling the moon, you don't have so much of light. You're dull. You're useless. The sun is telling the moon. Now hearing that, a torchlight tells the moon, you are useless. Sun also told him. It doesn't work. See, Bhagavatam, you should not take it as a book of some dry philosophical knowledge. It is Rasamala. So even some negative thing is like there, it is actually to only for the Rasavardhanam Matramhi. For the purpose of the increase of to relish more Rasa, that's all. Like sometimes when Radharani is called Krishna, that's for what? You know, you say you are stupid, that doesn't mean that you are stupid. So it's only for the purpose of relishing the Rasa, that's what. Okay? So time is over, start here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yogdashana Dharakam Ki. Amen.